Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Shalom, shalom, Chabarim, shalom. Here, the Thursday podcast, Upper Room of Zion podcast here on the ear and in the irid. Yes, brothers and sisters, those who listened to the live stream previously, give thanks. We pushed through a lot of technical attacks, technical difficulties. So I have the T2T from Tuesday previous that's been blocked for some reason or another. It's not quite clear. It's not quite consistent, you know, but then again, you know, we push on, moving onward and upward here. We're in the 46th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, Ikev, Shabbat, Ikev. Here, Devarim, fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Deuteronomy. We have Ikev, the consequences, picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12. Now, it's interesting, today's daily psalm, Psalm 70, and that particular word that is often translated as a phrase, and it shall come to pass, Wahaya Ikev. Right, because as a result of, if we hearken, if we shema, if we hear. Yes, all right, let's move forward, onward and upward. Hopefully, this will be a good podcast. Get the full in right here. We have the 70th Psalm. Like to zoom in on Psalm 70 here on the Upper Room podcast.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, some of these tunes that we play, some of these tunes and everything, and sometimes we get flagged for it. Other times, you know, basically the copyright owner gets the profit. We don't monetize here. This is a righteous giving right here. But love this tune here, one of the original tunes that we played for this Upper Room of Zion, this Thursday podcast. Black Uhuru, leaving to Zion. Yes, sir.
Anyone?
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
And the music, the music line, I co-labors right here, Emerald Music, INC, Ras Sahar, and get back to Zion.
I can't wait until we bring back to Zion. Rastafari, Zion, we
Between the lines up in his verse, should I elaborate on the things that brought us beyond the curse.
When you start to understand fulfillment of the prophecy,
and it do not yet appear where we shall be, but we will see.
Yeah, as he is, you know what it is.
And I'm really trying to handle my father's business. Bless, no,
stress, yes. Holla, Selassie, all on my chest.
Flop, flip, everything that you flip-flop. Everything that your brain never been taught. Let me get into the roots like a dreadlock.
Pop, pop, shit, stop when the truth drop.
What's one in the booth, am I too hot?
With the rule up, but the stew in a new spot.
Too many trying to preach, need to be taught.
Too many trying to preach, don't know shot.
Don't know no warrior, I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior for Jar Jar Army.
Zion, the upper room of Zion, Emerald Music, Ras Sahara Hide right there.
The upper room. The upper room. The upper room.
Zion, Zion, yes, Zion. Zion's gates right here. Culture, culture, culture. Zion gates, the gates of Zion.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Zion Gates, culture there. Let's go to Psalm 95. I'm looking at the Midrash. And give thanks, brothers and sisters. You know, there was a lot of interruptions, technological difficulties, but we were able to push through. It was that last word in the Midrash from Psalm 95, where it says, 95:11, wherefore I swore my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Psalm 95:11, that is, into the land of Israel, here in the Midrash, the land. Now, we know the land, the promised land, metaphysically speaking, right, speaking according to the metaphysics in the Brit Chadash, the New Covenant sense, the promised land is that consciousness, that Messiah mindfulness, that true Christ consciousness, right, the land. Of that, it is said in Devarim, Deuteronomy 12:9, for y'all are not as yet come into the rest, key emphasis on the word rest, and to the inheritance, divine heritage. And also, and sealed up right here, the Midrash in book 4 of the Psalter for the previous Psalm, Psalm 95, with this point right here concerning Zion, here, the upper room of Zion, it says, Siyom, Zion, is my rest forever, forever. Here from Psalm 132, focusing on verses 13 to 14, Siyom, Zion, and Zion is my rest, my resting place for Iva. So here with the upper room, trotting the road to Zion.
World of calamity, dirty looks and grudges and jealousy, and police way abuse them and charity, media clowns when I know about variety. Boom, the youngest veteran I go murder them slow, rock them up and send to call me from the bush bungalow. When I watch it make a clear road, my voice now figure out, emerge from the darkness in the big blood to glow. Me hammer them a slam and spectator get low. Some boy could a dig like my bam nigga low. Bust off trigger finger, trigger end and trigger low. A two gun me up, me bust them in a stereo. Cause I got to keep on walking on the road to Zion, man. Hey, we got to keep it burning. Without a doubt, don't let them take you like who them took out. That will be right in there, we are shout. That will be right in there. Clean and pure meditation without a doubt. Don't let them take you like who them took out. That will be right in there, we are shout. That will be right in there. Got to keep on walking on the road to Zion.
By any plan and any means and strategy.
Say, I got to keep
Zion, 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 and here for the upper room of Zion, the fifth day, the evening psalm, standing psalm, psalm 81.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseya al hagittit le'asav, 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 le'asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzzenu, 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 uzzenu. Harninu l'Elohim, uzzenu, uzzenu, uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
Lelohe Yaakov, Hari'u Lelohe Yaakov,
take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock. Should I have satisfied, 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 I have satisfied.
Who hath believed our report? Who hath believed our report? Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Our report, 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 our report. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The Lord revealed. The report. The report. The report. The report. And to whom is the arm? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The arm of the Lord revealed. The Lord revealed. The Lord revealed.
And our report. 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 And our report.
Amen. 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 Who has admitted as truth I and I report? I and I report of the King of Kings, good news of the King of Kings Christ. So here.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
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 So here we have the 46th sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Here we have Ikeb. So here at the fifth day, right? The fifth day, six, seven, you know, we're close to this sabbatical study, the fulfillment here for this Shabuah, for this Shabbat Devarim, Ikeb. So what is Ikeb? Let's zoom in right here on Ikeb. This Torah reading and feeding, the 46th sabbatical study here for this Shabbat strong known as Ikeb. So here we pick up with Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12 to Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 25. And Hebraically, in the Hebrew, it's known as Ikeb. Ikeb, modern Hebrew Ikeb, more of the ancient pointing Ikeb, 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 modern Ikev, because of. Now, the word Ikev or Ikev is found in the name of Yaakov, the Akav, signifying as a noun, the heel. So we get Jacob, Yaakov, the heel grabber, the supplanter. But the idea coming from the verb is because of, as a consequences of, on the heels of. So we have Ikeb, the Hebrew two truths, one as a noun, the Akab, the heel, and here more as the verb, right, the Ikeb, on the heels of. So in the last sabbatical study, last Torah portion, reading and feeding the 45th, we had Va'et Hanan, Wa and Et Hanan, and I beseech, I pleaded, I begged for Hana, Chen, mercy. It fulfilled with a sober warning to obey, to Shema, to hear, right, Tishmoa, Tishmaun, and to obey, to hear and to obey. So in the Hebrew, the sense of hearing, Shema, even the command we have in the great commandment in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad, hear, O Israel, he who be, we be our Elohim, he who be, we be Echad. So the previous Torah reading and feeding, Va'et Hanan, it fulfilled with a sober warning, a caution and a warning to Shema, to hear and to Tishmoa, to obey Yahweh, he who be, we be. So we pick up with Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, the previous Torah reading and feeding for continuity purposes. We have Ve'yadalta ki Yahweh Eloheka hu ha'Elohim ha'el ha'ne'man shomer ha'brita ve'ha'chesed le'ohevav u'le'shomrei mitzvotav le'elef dor. Full of four from the KJV. Know, be cognizant to know. Yada'a in the Hebrew, yada'a means to know, to learn, to know, to perceive and see, to find out and discern, to discriminate, to distinguish, to know. Yada'a, to know by experience, to recognize, to admit, to acknowledge, in a sense, to confess, to consider, to know, to be acquainted, v'yada'ita, and I, male, speaking to call Yisrael as one corporate man, as the son. So Yisrael, Yasharala, is my son, to know, to be acquainted with. So the command here, the word v'yada'ita, is not just speaking right to all, but speaking to all as one, to know, to be acquainted with, to know, right, to know. Now we have this different senses of to know, to be acquainted with in a more personal sense, you know, like a person to know them carnally. So we have also in the scripture like Adam, he knew his wife, or one knows a woman, quote, unquote, intimate, to the sense of an intimate, a direct experiential sense, to know how. To have the skill in, to have knowledge, to be wise. So the command right here in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, where he says, "Know therefore that Yahuwah, Jehovah, Eloheka, the I Elohim, is God, who in the Hebrew pronoun for he is who in Hebrew, huwa, more of the ancient pointing, but modern Hebrew and the Hebrew, basic Hebrew, who, ha, the Elohim, who, ha, Elohim, who, ha, Elohim, who, ha, Elohim, who, ha, Elohim, that he is the Elohim, ha, Elohim, ha, Elohim, the true Elohim, who, ha, Elohim, ha, El, ha, the El, El, the Almighty, the powerful one, the mighty one, El, from Ayele, from the Hayele, Hayele, Hayel, ha, El, the El, ha, Neman. Ha, the Ne'eman. What is Ne'eman? Ne'eman come from the Hebrew Aman. Aman in the Hebrew means to support, to confirm, to be faithful. The sense of supporting, confirming. Often sometimes that word faithful or belief, you get the terms belief, but getting to the Hebrew root to admit as true, to confirm, to be faithful, to uphold. Now the Aman has an interesting sense in the Hebrew, also means like a foster father is an Aman. A foster mother is Aman. Pillars, supporters of the door is Aman. So here we have Ha'el, the El, the true power. Ha Ne'eman, the faithful El, the faithful Almighty I. Ha El Ha Ne'eman, Shomer Habrit, Shomer, Shomer, the one who Shamar, he guards, he hedges about, he protects. Shomer Habrit, Brit, the covenant. The covenant, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments. Now, you hear a lot of folks talking about unconditional this and unconditional that. Yeah, sounds nice, but it's not really Hebraic. It's not according to the scripts. It's not according to the Torah. There are always conditions, even in the Brit Chadasha, albeit however gracious, there are conditions. So here we have Wilya Dayata and the I, male, all of Yisrael Yasharal as one man. With Yadayata, to know, ki, know that, because Yahweh Eloheka, he who be, who he be, thy Elohim, thy power, who, he himself and none other, who, ha Elohim, who, ha Elohim, who, ha Elohim, he is the power, the true good, the true God, ha El, ha Neman, the faithful El, the Almighty, ha El, ha Neman, Shomer, ha Berit, the keeper, the guarder, the protector, the hedger abouter of Habrit, of the covenant. With Ha Chesed, with Ha Chesed, the Ha Chesed and the mercy. So we have the Chesed, the Chesed. Some bring this out in translation as steadfast love. In some versions, they sometimes bring out, translate this as mercy. In other cases, you might come across a translator that's bringing out as loving kindness. Right, the chesed. Now chesed, ha chesed, the chesed, the mercy, the loving kindness is one of the attributes of Yahuwah Eloheinu, of he who be, who he be. Who he be ha chesed. He be the merciful one. He be the loving kind one. We ha chesed. So here in this part of this particular verse, the segue verse from the previous sabbatical study, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, that the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Hebrew Trinity, the true Trinity, Ha Elohim, Ha El, Ha Ne'eman, the Elohim, the Almighty, faithful, Shomer, the keeper, Ha Berit, of the covenant, with Ha Chesed, and of the mercy, the loving kindness, Le'ohevav, non-Hebrew Le'ohevav, ancient point, Le'ohebayo, Le'ohebayo, to those who love Ohebayo, those who love him, ooh, Le Shomrei, and those who keep, and the keepers, the Shomrei, the keepers, ooh, Le Shomrei, and for the keepers, the guarders, the hedges about us, Mitzvotav, Mitzvotayo, of his commandments, Le, for Eleph, Aleph, the thousandth door, Aleph door, all for the excellent. We touched on that previously in one of the Psalms, the Aleph. The Aleph as a numeral is a thousand. Aleph, a company, Aleph. But Aleph also has a sense of most excellent. And from the first Hebrew letter, the Aleph, Aleph, it's like the ox head. So according to the Hebrew, we could say the hieroglyphs, it's an ox head, being the first letter of the Aleph Beit, Aleph Beit, first house or the alphabet. And this eventually was used as a numeral. So as a numeral, according to the Hebrew alphanumerics, the Aleph, coming from the Aleph, the first letter known as Aleph, the name of the first letter Aleph, 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 we have Aleph. So we can bring this out in translation as for the thousandth generation, the Aleph door, or for the most excellent door. So door in the Hebrew door, like door, right? Door is a generation, a period, a habitation, a dwelling, like a generation, a period of time. Like a generation, the door, Aleph door, for the thousands, the most excellent generation. Those living during a particular period, generation characterized by a particular quality, condition, a class of men. We say, yeah, back in, that was my papa's, my granddaddy's generation, my grandmammy's generation, you know, grandmother's generation. A dwelling place, a habitation, just to bring out the sense, right? Properly, the door speaks of the revolution of time as time goes round and round. That is an age, door, Aleph door. Also, it can be a dwelling, those who dwell in that particular Iowa, that time, that generation. And also in some translations, might translate it as evermore, sometimes directly as generation, some as ever or as posterity. So we find that word to one's posterity, right, to the next door, the next generation. Now, why is this word so important? Well, here, segueing from the 45th to here, the 46th, from Shabbat Va'et Chanan to Shabbat Aikev. In this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, Moshe Musa, the head of the fraternal order of the Lewawi on Halloween, the Levites, he continues his great admonition, his great warning, his instruction, his counsel. And his counsel is to the new generation, a new generation. They're the children of the generation that Yahuwah Eloheinu, that Jehovah Elohim brought out, mi Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of the Egypta, Het Kapita, out of Egypt, right? Yet did not bring them in. And see, here's where Psalm 95 is interesting. In the opening portion and then the concluding portion, he's speaking of that generation. So Moshe is warning the youths. Jah calls on the youths because they are strong. He's warning a new generation, right? Caution, warning, learn from the mistakes of your forefathers. There's a saying that I heard from some of the elders that any man can, you know, even a fool can learn from his own mistakes. Even a fool can learn from his own mistakes, but the wise man or woman learns from the mistakes of others. So Moshe, he continues his great admonition, his warning. Also, it's Moshe's final darashot, you know, his final sermons, his final, you know, testimonies to call Yisrael. He warns them here in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12, if you heed these judgments and keep and do them, Yahuwah Eloheka will keep with you the covenant and the steadfast love that he swore to your fathers, that he swore to your patriarchs. So here, scrolling from Deuteronomy 7 and 9, the previous, the Maftir for the previous Torah reading and feeding, and here to 7:12, the first verse in this, for this Shabbat Aikev. Sabbath because of, Sabbath consequences, Sabbath reward. Right, reward or punishment in that context here has a sense of reciprocity. But here, the verse in the Hebrew, והייקר תשמעון את המשפטים האלה ושמרתם ועשיתם אותם ושמר יהוה אלוהיך לך את הברית ואת החסד אשר נשבע לאבותיך La boteka to thy fathers, la boteka. Remember that the sense here in the Hebrew is still, according to the science of the Hebrew, still it's like speaking to one man, right? But it's speaking to one man, all of Yisrael, the sons of Israel, as one man, right? Even as that son, it says, Yisrael, Yasharala, is my son. But the key part is the opening part. V'haya, and it haya, it shall be, it shall come to pass, it shall be, v'haya. We have what do you call the vav consecutive here in the old Hebrew, v'haya. Now, haya, usually in the Hebrew sense, like we say, v'hu haya, v'hu hove, v'hu yihye b'tifera, and he, v'hu v'hu, and he, haya, he was, he who was, v'hu hove, and he who be, he was presently existing, who and he, yihye, and he who will be, he will become, b'tifara, the Hebrew tifara, in glory, b'tifara. So, but here, in the Hebrew sense, we have what's called the vav consecutive. So although literally in a sense you can see a past tense, it has a prophetic sense, a future tense. V'haya, and it shall be, it shall come to pass. What it be like, it will be what it be. V'haya, it will be. Ikev. Because, right, one bringing out of it is because. King James says, wherefore it shall come to pass if. So the key word here is the if. Right, so let's just go into the Ikev right here, as we have Ikev even today's daily psalm, Psalm 70, verse 3, a very interesting sense of the Ikev. And the Ikev coming from the Hebrew root, Akav. Akav is a heel. So we have Ikev, consequence, as a noun, masculine, consequence. Consequence, a gain, a reward, or even the sense of the end. But the literal sense, directly from low degrees to high degrees, we have akab, like ya'ikob, ya'akab, ikev, right? As a consequence, because, consequently, in the adverbial sense. So here, the sense of it is an adverb. Also, a conjunction connecting what it will be, ikev, as a consequence of that, because of, in a conjunctive sense. In the sense of a heel, that is figuratively the heel, we have the heel, the akab or the akev, akev, akeba, ikaba, ikaba. What is the ikaba? It's the 861-19. The heel, the rear, the footprint, the hinder part, the hoof, the rear of a troop, footstep. So the sense of the akev, the ikaba, akev, the masculine sense, the ikaba, feminine sense. We have the heel, the mark of heel, the footprint, the hinder part or the rear, as that which is protuberant, right? Hence, we also have the sense of tracks, right? So if you walk this way, it will lead you over there. But if you walk this way, it will lead you there. Figuratively, also the akev would be like the rear of an army. Also, the akev, like the rear of an army. So, but in this sense right here, on account of, as a result of, as a compensation of. V'haya akev tishmeun, come from shama. To hear, he heard, Shama, and the command, Shema, Yisrael. The Shema, to hear, to listen to obey, to hear, to perceive by ear. The hearing of or concerning, to hear, to have the power to hear. He who have ears to hear, make him hear, to hear with attention, the sense of to hear with attention or interest, to listen to. Also in the Shema sense, he heard, and the command sense, Shema, to understand a language, to understand the Hebrew linguistics, to hear, as in the case of judicial cases, When a judge hears, before rendering judgment, to hear, to understand, to pay attention to listen, to give heed, also in the sense of to consent, to agree, right, to grant a request, to listen to or to yield to, but now bringing it forward in a fuller full of the Hebrew linguistics, of the Hebrew science, to obey, to hear and to obey. I liken this to when we once lost now found, say, you know, talking to someone, you say, you hear me? Or you say, you feel me, right? And to feel me often is to say, do you agree? It's getting a consent. Do you agree with what I'm saying, right? But we also have the sense of to agree and to obey, right? To agree and to obey. So the opening part of this 46 sabbatical study for Ikeb, Wehaya Ikeb Tishma'un, and it will be Ikeb consequently, because if Tishma'un, if y'all hear Tishma'un, if y'all are hearing, the sense of Tishma'un from the Shema is like hearing. Eit ha mit ha mishpatim. Eit ha mishpatim. The mishpatim. Ha'ele. If you hear, if you obey, if you understand, right? If you understand the language of ha mishpatim ha'ele. Mishpat, judgment, ha-mishpatim, judgments, the rules, regulations, judgments, ha-eile, these, ha-mishpatim, ha-eile, that should say these judgments, or literally, the judgments, the these judgments, ooh, and shemartem, and if you guard them. Now, it's interesting because Jehovah says in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, where it says, know therefore, not believe, not guess, not hope, but know, have that gnosis. Know therefore that Yahweh Eloheka, that he is who? Ha Elohim. He is the Elohim. Ha El Ha Ne'eman. Know what I mean? Ha El Ha Ne'eman. He is the faithful El who keeps. You see that word? Shomer. Shomer, right? He is the keeper of the Berit. Right? And then we are also called to keep, to guard, to hedge about, ushamartem, and to guard them, wa'asitem, wa'asitem, va'asitem, and to do otam, to do them, wa'asitem otam, and to do otam, and to do them, v'shamar Yahuwah Loheka, and shamar, and to guard, to hedge, he who be, who he be, the I Elohim, Lekha, 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 to the I male. So remember that it's speaking in a singular sense to all, to call Yisrael, to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons of Israel as one man, as one son. So therefore, if we keep them, if we guard them, then he who be who he be, he will guard Lekha, to the I, he will guard to I and I, et ha brit, he will guard the brit, the covenant, he will guard it, with et ha chesed, and the loving kindness, and the mercy, and the steadfast love, ha chesed, and the chesed is an attribute of he who be, we be, where we get the word and the class of Hebrew and Judaic people known as chassidim, those who receive of his loving kindness. He will guard, right? He will guard to I and I as one man, ha-brit, the brit, ve'et ha-chesed, and the chesed, asher. Asher, that which nishaba, 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 la aboteka, la aboteka, that he swore. Now this word swore is interesting. We have nishaba, nishaba, from shaba, shaba, which means to swear, to adjure, to swear, right, to take an oath, right, where Yahuwah swore be'atmo, by himself, right? A sense of this, too, could be a curse. There's a curse aspect as it's used in certain contexts, but here the general sense is to cause, to take an oath. The curse, the consequences, is that if you swore, right, in the Shabbat, Shabbat sense is to seven oneself, because the word Shabbat comes from the word for seven, and the sense of Shabbat means to complete, right, to complete. But the direct sense of the Hebrew and the Hebrew linguistics is to seven oneself, right, to swear, right, as if by repeating a declaration seven times. So the sense of it is as if repeating a declaration, Shaba is seven, and Shaba is to take an oath or to seven oneself. So he who be who he be says that he has sworn, right, le aboteinu, to our patriarchs, even the Hebrew Trinity, the Hasidim, the righteous, you know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right, that he has swore to them, he has sevened himself to them. It's an interesting midrash reasoning, a note that we had went over, like, well, I think it was actually in the previous Torah portion, like why, like how come Yisrael gets speared? Think about it for a moment. Yisrael, they get punished, but they get speared a lot, right, in a sense. You know, they don't get punished. We haven't got punished as we deserve. Right? Because in a sense, if one may dare speak like this, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah and I Elohim, he tied his hands in a sense. Because he had swore, right? He sevented it. Right? Get this for a moment. He sevented it, right? Because to swear directly in the Hebrew is to seven yourself. Right? Almost like repeating, you know, a declaration seven times. And think about the seven seals, the seven chakras, the seven seals in there. So he swore by his own self, right? Therefore, he will fulfill, right, by him his own self. It's like when Abraham said to Yitzhak, and Yitzhak said, where's the offering? You know, where's the lamb or whatnot? And he said that Yahuwah Yireh, he will see to it. He will provide a lamb for himself. That's interesting. In the Hebrew, he will provide a lamb for himself. But I thought, he was supposed to go and sacrifice Yitzhak. So how is Abraham answering his son Yitzhak on the way they are to Moriah, saying that, well, you don't see any lamb? Well, Elohim, you know, Yahuwah, he will provide a lamb for himself. Another way of reading the Hebrew, he will provide himself as a lamb. In the full, of course, the Brit Chadash. But here, in this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, Moshe, he continues, right? By bringing out the point of obedience, Shema, Tishmaun, obedience to the commandments will yield berkot, blessing, baraka, increase, plentiful youth, children, yeladim, right, lejoch, yeladim, harvest, livestock, and other material berkot, material blessings in the land. Indeed, the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, would be, quote, blessed above all peoples, end quote, free of every type of sickness, of illness, living in victory, living in Yeshua. See, Yeshua in Hebrew also is translated as salvation, but also as victory. Yeshua, Yeshua, victories, right, in the promised land, in that Brit Chadasha, Adis Kidan, in that state of mind. Now, on the other hand, the peoples were not to live in fear. Jah people was not to live in fear, right? Fear apart from love, reverence, yes, but not fear, especially of the seven nations of the land of Canaan, the Canaanoano, the Africanite land. Now, what's interesting right here, speaking about the seven nations, we'll point the Havarim to the Kibar Neges, the glory of kings concerning the seven, where it also brings out a reason, right, in Ayinai Ethiopic Talmud or Timheret teaching in the Kibar Neges concerning the seven. And in the Brit Chadasha sense, New Covenant sense, we had those seven heads, you know, and it's the eighth, right, but it is, but it is not, but the seven heads, right, that number seven here as it applies to the ops. Not to be afraid, false evidence appearing real, especially of the seven nations of the land of the Canaan. Instead, they were to exercise emuna is a Hebrew word for faith, right? We have Bamrinya Imnet in the Amharic, We have also another word, ones may be familiar with, hymenote, but from the amene, the aman root, right? To exercise the aman, the emuna, the faith, the admittance, right? Recalling what Yahuwah, Jehovah did to Paro, to the great house in the Hekapita, Egypt, Egypt, Mitzrayim, and delivered and brought out Ha'am and brought out Jah people. Remember Exodus, the movement of Jah people. Jah people were to have no tolerance. So here in HaTorah, we are to have a zero tolerance policy. No tolerance for idols or idolatry of any kind. They were to, quote, devote them to utter destruction, right, to the harem. The harem, or harem means to devote them to utter destruction, burning them with fire, with ash, itzat, and eradicating them from the land. So they were to the clean house. So when the landlord said, when you come in, you know those other tenants, right? I want you to clean house. And please, please, please don't do what they did, because if you do what they did, I have to do to you what I did to them. And you can see our past history, Beit Yisrael. Now, Moshe then reminded the Bnei Yisrael how Yahweh, he who be, we be, had taken care of them throughout their wandering Bamidbar in the desert. For nearly 40 years, Ha'el, the Almighty, had humbled Ha'am, the people, Jah people, feeding them with manna, and giving them water from the miraculous rock, Even the Shekinyahu, right, Shekin, to dwell, Yah, he who be dwelling, or what others refer to as the Shekinah glory, miraculously kept their clothes fresh. You know, that's important to us, once lost, now found. Another fingerprint where we know who we be, and we know who they be, and that we be who they be, because what is important to once lost, now found? Their clothes and their shoes remained fresh, didn't wear out. You know, one thing to be wandering around this wilderness, but you don't have no bummy clothes on and no busted shoes. But the Shekinah, Shekinyah, the Kavod had miraculously kept their clothes fresh for 40 years, and their shoes, their kicks, from wearing out. And I find it to be interesting, it's a little pun when it says that Yahuwah, Jehovah, he laughs, Adonai, he laughs in the heavens, right? Because he got them in derision. You know, he has a sense of humor, because this is pointing out, interesting, why is this fact pointing out that for 40 years their clothing and their shoes did not wear out? Because for the real Israelites, their clothing and their shoes are important to us. Now, come on now. I know people say, oh, that's vanity, so forth and so on. But, you know, in Jah word, the Shekinah glory miraculously kept their clothes fresh and their shoes, their kicks from wearing out. Imagine you got a pair of sandals, right, for 40 years. Imagine right now you get those Jordans or whatever, right? And you're wandering the wilderness of the promised land. They don't wear out. 40 years later, you're like, yeah, granddaddy's kicks were fresh, just like he came out of Mitzrayim, the El of Kemet. Wow. Moshe, he said that Yahuwah did all of this. He did all this for what reason? Why did Jehovah do all of this? Right? To teach. Of course, to teach. Right, learn by example, to teach our people to rely even to deep end on Elohim, on him alone, to meet all their needs and even some of their wants, right? The hardships in the Midbar, in the desert, right? Like our hardships here in the wilderness of this north country, the hardships in the desert had disciplined them to learn a very, very important word sound. And what's this important word sound that they had to learn? Right? To learn that man, quote, man does not live by bread alone, but by everything that proceedeth from the mouth of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. How very interesting this word is right here. Have we heard this word before? Here we are in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. This is an overview, a synopsis here of this 46th sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. So here, let's zoom into this word, KJV, the full of fullers, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna. Manna is an interesting word because literally, man, who? They ask man, what? Right? Man, like to say, what is it? Whatness. It's almost to say manna is to say whatness. Like what? What is it? Whatness. Right? Man who? What is it? What is he? Man who? They didn't know what it was. It seemed like some irritical, some irritical tofu or some soy, as it were, right? They didn't have much taste. They complained about that. And fed thee with manna that thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers. Did your fathers know? That he might make thee know. So our patriarchs, interesting, this generation gap here with their parents, right, that came out of Mitzrayim, but didn't enter into the land. It's like, we have to say, it's like Rastafari, one revelation. You think? That he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahuwah doth man live. Now, if you look in the KJV, you notice that the word is italicized. Notice that? The word is italicized. So the more better reading is, but by every that proceedeth out of the mouth of he who he be, doth man live. By every emanation of the mouth. Now, I know as Matthew says that man, right, not to pretending or assuming, right, that man is emanated from a deity. Well, of course not. What does the scripture say? Man was created, not emanated, right? But when he spoke that word, the word, it emanated, just as heat emanates from a fire, right? So right here we have this portion of the verse here, which the Moshiach, Yeshua, in the temptation, quoted, right, to HaSatan, Ki lo al halechem. Levado yihye ha'adam, that man, right, doth not live or for, no, upon the bread only to live, yihye ha'adam, that the Adam does not live, does not live on the bread, right, on the bread, the lechem, ha'lechem, al ha'lechem, only key for all call for on all motza means to come out motza. Now you have like the motzi, right, that which comes out, right, motza, that which comes out, fi, the mouth, fi Yehovah, key all call motza. Fi Yahuwah, the fi, the phi, the pi, the ped, the fez, sometimes in the Hebrew Torah it's pointed as the p, sometimes it's pointed as ped. The ped, the fez, the letter has a kind of a duality there. But here, pointed as fi Yahuwah, fi Yahuwah, fi Yahuwah, the mouth of he who be, who he be, Yichyeh. Yichyeh, to live, ha'adam, that the Adam, man, humanity, speaking about all man generally speaking, lives by that which emanates, comes forth from the Fi Yahuwah, from the Fi of Jehovah. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And now, the promised land lay before the people. The promised land, in the new covenant sense, that's the state of mind, the Christ consciousness, the real Christ consciousness, the real Messiah, Moshiach, mindfulness. And now the promised land lay before her arm, a land famous for seven species of crops. Did you know that the promised land was famous for seven types of crops? So we have the number seven here. Let's take note. Firstly, with Yahuwah Nishba'ah La Avoteka, La Avotenu, right? Swearing, sevening himself to our forefathers. Then we have the seven nations of the Canaan. Then we have the land being known and famous for seven species, types of crops. What are these seven species, these types of crop? Wheat, barley, figs, pomegranates, olives, dates, and grapes. Again, the seven crops are wheat, barley, figs, pomegranates, olives, dates, and grapes. A fruitful land that receives water, Mishamayim, from the Sham, there, Mayim, there is water, from the celestial place of the waters, from heaven. As long as Yisrael, Yasharala, would trust Boteach, Belohim, and Elohim, the true good, the true God, he would give them this good land, this good land, and continue and go on and on and on and on to care for them, just as he did Bamidbar, as he did in the wilderness, in the wilderness, in the desert. However, all this blessedness would come through walking by faith, right? So even these terms that some regard as Brit Chadash, only terms, we get to root the groundation here in Ha Torah, walking by faith, right? However, all this blessedness would come through walking, trotting in Yahweh, truth and life of the King of Kings Christ, by emuna, by admittance, admitting as truth, by emuna. Moshe, he warned Ha'am, Jah people, not to forget, not to forget Yahweh, hey, he who be, Eloheinu. How? How could they forget? By ignoring, by igging his commandments, right? His mitzvot, especially after they had settled in the land, and especially after they had settled down and become prosperous. Interesting. You know, people always call on Jah, you know, when they're in trouble. But after Jah gets them out of trouble, or they pray to Jah for some baraka, some blessedness, they get that blessedness, then they start to brag to their friends, like, yeah, I did this, it's my hand, I'm smart, don't you know? Right? But Jah warns them through Moshe, right, not to forget Jehovah by ignoring his commandments, his imperative, his ta'aseh, to do, and his law to aster, not to do, by ignoring the commandments, all the commandments, the positive and the negative command, especially after they settle the land and become prosperous. Now, if, here's the Ikev consequences, reciprocity, if Ha'am, if Jah people forgot their deliverance, their supernature, nature, it was above the nature, because he's a nature of nature, so it was a supernatural deliverance. And if they forget their origin, how did they begin? How were they birthed out of Mitzrayim, right, as a nation, turning to idols, idolatry, and believing that their own ingenuity or cleverness, right, gave them their wealth. Ha'el, he promised that they would soon perish from the land. And elsewhere it says the land would spit them out. They would perish from the land, just like the seven Canaanite nations before them. Now, Moshe, he then reminded Yasharala, Yisrael, that they were to be given the land, not because they were better than other nations or more righteous. Check. This part has to be emphasized amongst I, that Moses, Moshe, he reminded them that they were given the land. In the Brit Chadasha sense, we are given the consciousness, even the true Christ consciousness, the Moshiach mindfulness, not because we are better, right, or we're better than them, right, these other nations, these other people, right? Oh, we're more righteous than them. Look at us. We do it like this. They do it like that. No. But because Yahweh was using, using the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, as a rod of judgment, Remember we talked about even the Nekama? We spoke about the Nikamat, you know, vengeance. He says, vengeance is mine, saith Yahuwah. But he told Israel to avenge themselves. So here, Jah was using the Israelites as he will use I Israelites as a rod of judgment upon the seven Canaanite nations or the seven heads of the Babylonian beasts, right? Living there. And even Heyah. And because Yahuwah had earlier promised, gave his yea, yea, his amen, amen, to give the land to the descendants of Abraham, to give the consciousness to the descendants of Abraham, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 4 to 5. But take note that we're given the land, and he chose us, not because we are better than other peoples, other nations, or that we are even more righteous, but because he severed himself to the Hebrew Trinity, to the righteous patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. To make his point, Moshe, he then recounted to Jah people a list of their recent uckeries, fookery, sins, lack, forfeitures, missing the mark, even after directly, live and directly, they heard the voice of Ha'elohim. They heard the voice of Elohim. They did not hear the voice. They heard the voice of Elohim speaking, right, at Har Sinai. They heard the voice of Elohim speaking directly. Yeah, you know, some of you know where I'm going to go right here just briefly to hear the voice.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Who hath believed our report? Who hath believed our report? Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Our report.
So even after they directly heard the voice of Jehovah at Sinai, at Mount Sinai, their patriarchs, their fathers provoked Yahweh with their sin, with their uckery of the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf, nowhere in the text, and not even in the Hebrew right there. Yeah, the molten calf had some gold in it, but it's called the Egel Maseka. Egel Maseka, the molten calf. Disobeying the very 10 words, the Esaret Aseret HaDebarim, the 10 commandments, they had promised. Remember, they had already promised. They gave their yea, yea, and the amen, amen to Shomer, to keep, to guard, to hedge about. Because of this uckery, this sin, this lack, Moshe had to intercede on behalf of Jah people 40 days and 40 nights to spear them from complete annihilation. They were headed for self-destruction at the wrath of Yahweh, of Jehovah. Jah, as he says in that area of the scripture, in the Hebrew, he's about to go ham. He's going to go ham, ham. He's going to go ham on them, hot on them. But Moshe, he stood up and he advocated then, upon leaving Har Sinai, at a place called Tabera, which means like fire burning. Tabera, right, the burning, Tabera, right, the people complained about the lack of food, the lack of meat, particularly dedet. They wanted to eat dedet. At Massa, also called Meribah, right, the people, Ha'am, they complained about a lack of water. At the Kibrot Hata'ava, the Kibrot, the graves, Hata'ava, the graves of lust. Kibrot Hata'ava means the graves of lust. The Kibrot Hata'ava, they lusted for debtors. They wanted debtors. They lusted for meat, right? They wanted all that fast food that they had in Mitzrayim. Finally, while at the Kadesh Barnea, the holy place Barnea of wavering, right before they were to take possession of the promised land, Ha'am, Jah people, they rebelled against the mouth of he who be who he be, against the commandment of Jehovah, and did not ma'amen, amen, did not admit as truth, did not credit him. And this is what we call the sin, the uckery of the spies. So 12 spies were sent, 10 brought back a diba, Diva, Divi Divi, an evil report, and discourage, call Yisrael from entering in. They didn't listen to the two spies. They were outnumbered, the 10, outnumbered the 2, the righteous 2. And to put this as a footnote here, reminds me of the pioneer settlers, Shashamani, Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, that land given by the King of Kings upon the throne of Great King David to we the black people. There was 2, right, that were outnumbered by 10. Very same thing. This is why it's magic. It says, for my part, I glory in the Bible. But some Rastafari and some Federationists haven't really picked up on this in our divine heritage just yet. This force, right, thus they forced the nation, Yisrael, in the wilderness into 40 years of exile, 40 years of wandering. Moshe, he concluded this Musar. In the Hebrew, call it Musar. Musar is a discipline, a correction, an admonition. It's a reproof. Right? You could call it chastisement, but on the basic level, it's a correction, an instruction, a reproof with these words. Y'all have been rebellious against Yahweh from the day that I knew you. Come on, Sharon, Moshe. Moshe said, y'all have been, that we have been rebellious against Yahweh from the day that he knew you, that he knew I and I. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 24. So in light of all this, and especially in light of Hael's forgiveness, as demonstrated by the renewal of the covenant at Sinai, this is the part to be emphasized here. Well, ones and ones, some Old Testament only brothers and sisters want to talk about the Old Testament only. I get you if you're looking at it from a counterfeit Christian way, but if you look at it from a Hebrew way, with a foundation in HaTorah, you'll recognize that the new covenant was there in the old covenant. He renewed, and that's the Hadasha aspect, Hadasha, to renew, right? You see the Berit Hadasha, the new covenant, the Adis, Adis, Hadash, Hadish, Adis, Kidan, at Sinai. Moshe appealed to Jah people by asking them a rhetorical question, right? A question that really needed no particular answer. And now, Yisrael, Yasher Allah, what does Yahuwah, your Elohim, require? What does he require of you but to reverence, to respect Yahuwah, he who be your power, to walk in his ways, to love him, to serve Yahuwah, he who be your Elohim, Hailahim, with all your heart to cope, and with all your soul, psychically, and to keep the commandments and statutes of Yahweh of he who be, that I am commanding you today. For your good. Interesting. For your good. For what reason? For your good. For your toll. Right? Moshe then begged the people, Jah people, to, quote, circumcise their hearts. Another note right here in this Torah reading and feeding, some key new covenant points. When people talk about, oh, I like the New Testament, not the Old Testament. Well, here's the foundation right here. Circumcise your hearts. Circumcise. He pled with the people, Jah people, the sons of Israel, to circumcise their hearts. Pled with Yasher Allah to circumcise their hearts. That is, to remove their hardness, right? The hardness, right? And no longer to be stubborn or stiff-necked. Moshe continued his speech of Moshe continued by commanding Jah people to love Yahweh, he who be, and to keep, quote, all his charge, his commission. So Yisrael is also being commissioned here, all his charge, namely his statutes, the chukim, his rules, mishpatim, and judgments, and the commandments, mitzvot. He again admonished, right, instructed, you say discipline them to consider the discipline of Yahweh, of Yahuwah, of he who be HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, and to remember his saving acts, his Yeshua, to remember his Yeshua, right, his Yeshua, saving acts, victorious acts, Yeshuot, saving acts, victorious acts, when he rescued Jah people from the bondage in Mitzrayim, keeping the commandments gives strength to go in. Again, keeping his imperatives, his commandments, it gives I and I strength. Iron sharpened iron gives I and I strength to go in and to take possession of the promised land, both the temporal land, but also the promised land, the state of mind, and to dwell in it, to dwell there securely. Bishalom. Commitment to Yahweh, he who be who he be's Ratzon, his will, his Sekad, would ensure successful, prosperous harvest through the regularity of the seasons, through the regularity of the autumn and spring rain. So here we live in a time where season out of season, so we can see the judgment, right, upon this earthly plane. Because here we contrast this with the Baraka, that if we had commitment to Yahweh, his will in the land, in the consciousness, this will ensure successful, prosperous harvest, abundant harvest. How? Why? Through the regularity of autumn and spring rains. But these would be withheld if that Ikeb there, the conditional. We call this like the Hebrew karma, reciprocity, Ikeb. If Ha'am, Jah people, became disobedient, became hard of hearing, didn't want to Shema, as Yisrael didn't want to hear, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Eloheinu, Hashem Echad. The portion here, it concludes with the passage that is used liturgically. So I and I, even we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, Yehudi, Yehudim, as Rastafari Jews, and I and I, Seder, the liturgy, we have this portion here concluding with a passage that is used in the liturgy, aggregational worship, as the second of the three portions of the Shema. So the Shema, Yisrael, right? We have the second of the three portions of the Shema. This is often called the Vahaya. V'haya, modern Hebrew, V'haya, V'haya, and it will come to pass. These words, they reiterate the connection, the link between the Beta Israel, B'nai Yisrael, Israel's devotion to Yahweh, to he who be, we be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, and the Baraka as Ha'el, Ha'el's chosen people. This is recited twice a day, right? Twice a day, Judaically recited twice a day by all Torah as observant Yehudi, Torah observant Jews all over the world. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, just getting an overview. Of course, we got some very interesting questions, like to ride up with these questions here for the ICAB. There's a full right here. Let's just go to the first question. This is the first question. What does the word Ikev mean in Deuteronomy 7 and 12? Ikev is usually translated as because or consequently. Now, Ikev in the Hebrew, it comes from the Shoresh. The Shoresh is to say the root, right? The Shoresh is the root. It comes from the root Akav. Akav, Akab. Akab. And Akab means to take by the heel. Sound familiar? Akab, Ya'akab, Ya'akob, right? As does the name Ya'akov. Ya'akov, Ya'akob. Jacob, who had grabbed the heel, the Akab, of his twin brother Esau, while still in the matrix, still in the womb of Rivka, of Rebekah. Yisrael, Yasharala, is called, we are called to grapple, right, with the mitzvot, with the commandments, and to perform them diligently, lest they themselves, right, lest we, I, and ourselves be supplanted from the land, lest we, I, and ourselves be supplanted from the consciousness. Right, let this mind be in you, and I and we. Another important thing about the commandments too come from the Seder, right? The Siddur, where it speaks about how He has made us holy, Kedeshanu, b'mitzvotav, that He has made us holy, set apart. He set us apart. How did He set us apart? B'mitzvotayo, by His commandments. So question two, what three things were required of Ha'am, Jah people, in Deuteronomy 7 and 12? They and we are required to listen, Shema, to the rules, to the Mishpatim, to the judgments, and to Shomer, to keep, right, and to Asa, right, wa Asitem, Otam, and to do them. Question three, just right here for the Trinity. If the people, if Jah people obeyed, if Yisrael, Yasharala, if Israel obeyed, if they Shemad, what would Ha'el, Ha'el do? What would the power do? According to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 7, Deuteronomy 7, 12 to 15. Ha'el, Ha'elahim, the power, the Almighty Eye, would keep Berit. He would keep the covenant with Ha'am as he swore, as he sevented himself by a oath to the patriarchs, to Abotenu, to the Hebrew Trinity, the patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. He would love and bless and increase and prosper Ha'am, Jah people, in abundance, and prosper them in the land, and prosper them in the consciousness. He would remove all sickness, all illness, all dis-ease from Jah people, and put them on their enemies, and put them on their haters instead. So here, before we ride out with the 70th Psalm right here, that's going through an overview for this sabbatical study, for this
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study, for this Shabbat strong.
Who hath believed our report? Who hath believed our report? Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Our report.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael Yahweh Eloheinu Yahweh Achad? Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
In the Ha'el, take note of the Ha'el, yes, I, Rastafari. Keep trotting from Mount Sinai, to Har Zion, to Mount Zion.
Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
Rastafari Upper Room of Zion Podcast.
The Upper Room.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the Upper Room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15. and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of Dawit, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peons. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
So here, may God not go up. Psalm 70, today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after all the Melchizedek, Psalm 70.
Bom again, Shalom Chavarim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm time according
to Psalm 70. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame, that say, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
So here's some difficulties, you know, depends on what tunes we're playing and how the replay of the stream will go. So we've got some classics right here. We have Everreal, your Everreal Cooper right here, Help This Nation right here with today's daily psalm right here, and also this Torah reading and feeding for Ikev right here. Heal, but actually the tune is Help This Nation, Help Out This Nation. Check it.
Beru.
Yes, yes, yes. Everall, Everall, Cooper right there. Help out this nation. Classic dub right there, there, there. Here we have a 3-in-1 right here, the English. Right, you got the English, the Hebrew, and the Amharic. I'm going to write out the Amharic first, go to the Amharic today, today's daily psalm, but also get into a little Midrash study on today's daily psalm. And there's a connection and a key word, the Ikev, that's found in the Hebrew of today's daily psalm. So from low degrees to high degrees, here's a 3-in-1 right here, 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 on the Fred Locke's Voice of the Poor Dub Wise. Yes, sir.
Psalm 70. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying, 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 tarrying.
Mizmor Ayin, Lam Natseach LeDavid Lehatzir. אלוהים להצילני, אדוני לעזרתי חושה. יבושו ויחפרו מבקשי נפשי, ייסוגו אחור ויתקלמו חפצי רעתי. ישובו על עקב בושתם, האומרים האח האח. יסיסו וישמחו בך כל מבקשיך, ויאמרו תמיד, יגדל אלוהים, אוהבי ישועתך. ואני עמי ואביון, אלוהים חושה לי, עזרי ומפלתי אתה, אדוני אל תאחר.
مزمور سلسازتين بك النف سبع لما زمران عليك لما التعسبيا يداويت مزمور عبيتو انين لما دان تملكت عبيتو انين لما ردات فتت نفسين يمي شوافي فارو يغوس قلوم كفون يمي مكروب بن ودوهالات شو يملسو يفاروم እንኳን እንኳን የሚሉኝ አፍረው ወዲያ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ የሚሹ ሁሉ ባንተ ሐሴት ያድርጉ ደስም ይበላቸው ማዳንህን የሚወዱ ሁሉ ግዜ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነው ይበሉ እኔ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ነኝ አቤቱ እርዳኝ ረዳቴ ታዳጌ አንተ ነህ አቤቱ አትዘግይ
Today's daily song, we have song time according to the Lord.
መዝሙር 69 በቅንፍ 7 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ለመታሰቢያ የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ እኔን ለማዳን ተመልከት፣ አቤቱ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጠን። ነፍሴን የሚሽዋት ይፈሩ ይጎስቁሉም፣ ክፉንም የሚመክሩብኝ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ ይፈሩም። እንኳን የሚሉኝ አፍረው ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ። የሚሹህ ሁሉ ባንተ ሐሴት ያድርጉ ደስም ይበላቸው። ማዳንህን የሚወዱ ሁሉ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነው ይበሉ። እኔ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ነኝ፣ አቤቱ እርዳኝ። ረዳቴ ታዳጊዬም አንተ ነህ፣ አቤቱ አትዘግይ።
People still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring across to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Salam Tat, and I is Aling. Here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek. Here from the Mezmore, Dawit, from the chants, the psalms, the Isis of David, and here from the Metzav Kedus, here from the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible. Salam Tat, and I is Aling. Here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. Here from the Mezmore, Dawit, from the chants, the psalms, the Isis of David, and here from the Metzav Kedus, here from the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the King of Kings Bible, here. Le mezamrana leka, le matasabia, ye Dawit mezmur. Le mezamrana leka, le matasabia, ye Dawit mezmur. Here, mezmur, silsa zeteng, bek intwist sabah. Here, Psalm, mezmur, silsa zeteng. Here, the ancient numbering, Psalm 69, the twist in parentheses, the modern numbering, Mezmor Sabah. Here, today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm. Here, the theme of today's daily psalm, Ye Chinket Chuhet. Ye of Chinket. Chinket, anxiety, worry, care, stress, distress. Chinket, literally, more literally, like being in a tight situation. Tight spiritually, iritically, tight psychically, or tight in the physical health or wealth circumstance. Here, tightness, anxiety, ye chinket chuhet. Ye chinket chuhet. Here, a cry, a call, chuhet, chuhet, chuhet. Some say cry, but cry not in the boo-hoo-hoo sense, but chuhet, like a call out, a shout out, a call out, chuhet. sense of a call out, a cry in the sense of a call out, a shout out, yet chinket of anxiety. Here, compare, contrast with Mezmur Arba. Mezmur Arba, the 40th psalm of Dawit, the 40th psalm here from the Mezmur of Dawit, 40th psalm, verses 13 to 17. So here you hear today's daily psalm, Mezmur Seba, Psalm 70. Beginning with the superscription, to the chief musician, a psalm. Here in the KJV, as we compare and contrast the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, alongside the KJV, here the superscription, which Hebraically is the first verse, the small type in most Bibles, where it reads here in the KJV, to the chief musician, Le Mezemran Aleka. Le for Mezemran, the chanters, the Izezes, to say, those who give the Izezes to chant the praises. Mezemran Aleka, the chief. Le Metasebia. Here, Le Metasebia. Metasebia, memorial, remembrance, a cause to be thought about, to be thought on. Le Metasebia, from the Hasab in the Hebrew. Hasab, Aseve, Le Metasebia. Here, KJV says to bring to remembrance. So here, we see in the KJV a psalm that's italicized, that's not found here in the Royal Amharic, in the Metzaf Kedus of Negusa Neges, the King of Kings Bible. Instead, it has Ye Dawit, of David, Mezmor, a chant, a psalm. Isis, here we have Isis of David. Now, Hebraically speaking, psalm is not there. Lamnatzeach le Dawit le Hazakir. So, to make memorial, one translation of le Metasebia, to bring to remembrance. The key right here, to bring to remembrance. What sort of a mizmor, what sort of a mezmor is it? It's a mezmor to bring to remembrance. So this psalm, today's daily psalm, Mezmur Seba, being connected with Psalm 38, and the first verse, look at Psalm 38. We look at Psalm 38 in the superscription right here, so we can give praise with eye of a standing. It says, Lesenbet, 38th Psalm has Lesenbet Metasebia, Ye Dawit Mezmur. Here on the idea of to make memorial, to bring to remembrance, here in the 38th Psalm, a Psalm of David, to bring to remembrance. Le Metasebia, corresponding to the Hebrew, Le Hazakir. So there's a memorial, offering also that some see connected with today's Psalm. So this Psalm is a reproduction, it is said, of Psalm 40, verses 14 to 18, in the Hebrew and in the KJV, verses 13 to 17, with an occasional change of the divine name, Hebraically, to Elohim. So Elohim, Bamarinya, we would have many times the Amlak, the source, and a few textual alterations. The verses, some say, were apparently detached or adapted to form a separate mezmur, a separate chant for use in the Beit HaMikdash, in the House of the Holy, in the Temple Kedase liturgy. Although an individual speaks in his distress, his words were and are to be applied to the needs of the nation. So here we have a short psalm, a short mizmur, the cry, the call of a persecuted one for help. And here being placed after the 69th psalm on account of a kindred nature of its contents. But here, today's psalm, Mizmur Seba, Psalm Chant 70, Mizmur Seba, here. Superscription once again, Le Mezemran Aleka, Le Metasebia, Ye Dawit Mezmur, for the chief of the chanters, Le Mezemran Aleka, Le Metasebia, for memorial, to bring to remembrance, the cause to remember, Ye Dawit Mezmur, a psalm, a chant, Isis of David. Kutaran, verse 1. Abetu, Inain lemerdat siten. Kutaran, Abetu, Inain Lemadan Tamelkat Avetu Inain Lemardat Fitan. Here. KJV brings out these verses right here. Make haste, O God, O Elohim, to deliver, I deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Here. Make haste, O God, to deliver, to I deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Bamarinya, Abetu. My father's father, O father of the house, Abetu. Inane, I, Lemadan, to save, Temelket, Temelket. Pay attention and application. Temelket, to ine, to I. For what reason? Lemadan, to save I. Abetu, I, father's father, O father of the house. Inane, ine, plus the final ni, for the emphasis of the verb, inane, inane, I, le merdat, to help, to assist, le merdat, for merdat, fit en, be quick, be fast, fit en, command words here, fit en, abirtu, inane, le madan, temelket, abirtu, inane, le merdat, fit en, kuter, hulet, verse 2. Nefsen, yemishuata, yferru, yguesequerlum, Kufunem yemi yamekrubin, wada cholacho yemelesu yiferum. Here. Second verse. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my heart, my hurt. Nefsen yemi shuata yiferum yiguesukwelum. Kufunem yemi yamekrubin, wada cholacho yemelesu yiferum. Here. Nefsein, my soul, Nefsei, my psyche, Nefsein, Yemishuat, those who seek her, my soul, those who seek my soul, those who seek her, Yeferu, may they be afraid, Yeguesuquelum, may they be miserable. Here, brought out as, let them be ashamed and confounded, the sense of confounding, being miserable, Yeguesuquelum, and be miserable. Nefsein, my soul, Yemishuat, Yemishu, those who seek At, Yemishuat, those who seek her, Yeferu, may they be afraid, Yeguesuquelo, may they be miserable. Kufunim, and evil, Yemi Mekru, those who counsel, advise, Bing, against I, Kufunim, Yemi Mekru, Bing, Wada Khalacho, to the back, backward, Yemelesu, may they turn. What a chualacho, may they turn to the back, may they turn backward. Yeferum. And be afraid. Here, KJV says, let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Here we have Bamarinya, Kufunim, and evil, and the evil, or one can also bring out as evil, the hurt. Yemi Mekrubin, who advise against I, what a chualacho. Backward, Yemelesu, may they turn backward, Yeferum, and be afraid. Kutar Sos, verse 3. Inqua, Yemilun, Afro, Wadia, Wadaholacho, Yemelesu. Inqua, Yemilun, Afro, Wadia, Wadaholacho, Yemelesu. Here, verse 3. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, Aha, aha, Inqua, ha, ha, Inqua, Yemilun. Yemilun, those who like say to me, inqua, like aha, aha, like they caught you, they got you. Inqua, Yemilun, afro. Interesting right here, afro, be ashamed, let them be ashamed. Wadiyau, and like immediately, wadiyau, immediately, like immediately, wadachalacho, backward to their back, yemelesu, let them return. To their back, let them be backward, but literally let them turn to their back. Put al-arat, verse 4. Yemishu hulu, be'ante haseta yadirgu, desim yibelacho. Madan nehina yemi waddu hulgize, exiaviher talak no yibelu. Here, put al-arat, verse 4. KJV has, let all those that seek thee, the eye, male, that seek the eye, rejoice and be glad in thee, the eye. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Here, kutar arat yemishu, those who seek, yemishu, hulu, all, that seek the I male, be'anta in anta in the I, the pronoun speaking to you, male, be'anta haset, haset yadrigu, yadrigu, haset, haset, a type of rejoicing, being glad, haset yadrigu, desim, desim, and happiness, yibalacho, let them be happy, let them stay happy, desim, des, des, happy, desim, and happiness, yibalacho, yibalacho, let them literally say, but the sense of be happy. Let them say happy. Let them be happy. Madan nehin yemi wedudu hulgize. Madan, salvation. Madan, madaneh. Madaneh, the I male, salvation. The I male, medicine in that sense. The sense of the healing, salvation, medicine. Madan nehin yemi wedudu. Yemi wedudu, those who they who love. Yemi wedudu. Wedede, wedede, some say wadada. Here we have yemi or wedudu. You mean where to do those who love Madonna Hin, Madonna Hin, Madonna Hin, the emphasis on Madonna Hin, the I, male, salvation, medicine, Yamiya, where to do they who love Hulgize, Hulgize, all the time. Hul, all, short for Hulu, Hul, all, Gize, time, Hulgize, always, all the time. Exiavihir, Talak, no, Yibelu. Exiavihir, Talak, no, Exiavihir, the sustainer. Good, generous, the sustainer, exiavihir, talak, talak, great, talak, we say big, big up, talak, no, he's big up, exiavihir, sustainer, is big up, talak, no, here, KJV has let God be magnified, talak, talak, great, big, important, exiavihir, talak, no, talak, big, nau, he is, yibelu, yibelu, let them say, continually, hulgizei, Yemishu hulu ve'ante haseta yadrigu. Desim yibelacho. Madane hin yemi wedudu hulgize. Exiav yatalak no yibel. Uter amis. Verse 5. Ene chigrenyana miskinne avetu. Erdain. Redate tadagiyem antene avetu. Atazagi. Here, here, here. But I am poor. Verse 5. But I, poor and needy. Make haste to I, make haste to me, O God, thou, my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. Here, here, here. Ine, I, ine, ine, pronoun I, ine, chigrenya, chigrenya na, chigrenya, chigrenya poor, and chigger, one in chigger, poor, chigrenya na, na, and na, and chigrenya na, I, poor and miskin, miskin, needy, name. Neng, neng, I be. Ine, chigrenya na miskin neng. Ine, chigrenya na miskin neng. I am poor and needy. Ine, chigrenya na miskin neng. Abetu, I father's father, father of the house. Abetu, abetu, erdine, 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 help. Help I, erdine, 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 help me, help I. Redate, redate, my help, tadagie, my deliverer and my deliverer, redate, tadagie, ante ne, ante, the I, male, you speaking to male, he, my speaking to he directly, ante, you, ne, ne, the verb, you be, you are, ante ne, redate, tadagie, ante ne, abetu, I father's father, ab. Of the base, I bear too. Atazegi, 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 atazegi. Make no tarrying. Don't be delayed. No delay. Without delay, make no tarrying. Here, here, here. Today's song, Mezmor, Silsazet Endek, and Twist, Seba. Le Mezemran Aleka. Le Matasebia, Yedawit Mezmor. Avetu, Inain, Le Madan Tamelket, Abetu. Inain, Le Merdat Fitten. Nesin, Yemishuata, Yferu, Yguesu Quellum. Kufunem yamima krubin, wada khalacho wa yemeles yferu. Nkwankwa yamilun afro, wada yao wada khalacho yemeles. Yami shuhulu ante haseta yadrigu, tesem yibelacho. Madanehin yami wedudu hulgize, exiavihir talak no yibelu. Ine, chigrenya na miskinne, abetu erdain, redate tadagie ante ne abetu, atezektu, 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 atezektu.
Atazegi, Atazegi, here. May the speaker Abraham Chabuda today's daily psalm, Psalm 70 from the Metzaf Kedus, the King of Kings Bible here. May the speaker, Sama, Sama,
مزمور سلسازتين بك النف سبا لما زمرانا لك لما التاسبيا يداويت مزمور عبيتو انين لما دان تملكت عبيتو انين لما ردات فتن نفسين يميشوات يفرو يغوس قلم كفونم يمي مكروبين ودهالات شو يملسو يفروم انكوان انكوان يميلون افرو وديا ودهالات شو يملسو يميشو هلو بانت حسيت يادرقو دس ميبالات شو مادان هن يمي ودو هل كزي اكزيابير تالاك نو يبرو اني چگرن يانا مسكين ني عبيتو اردان رداتي تاداگي امانتن عبيتو اتزاگي
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and 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 another tongue and another tongue to this place speak to this place speak to this place speak to this place speak for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people to whom he said this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest and this is the refreshing yet they would not hear 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 would not hear
My evil boy everything takes time. Elohim lehatzileni, Adonai leezrati husha, Yevoshu veyahperu mevakeshe nafsi, Yisogu ahor veyikalemu hafetze raati, Yashuvu al ekev boshtam, Haomerim heah heah, Yasisu veyismehu becha, Kol mevakeshecha, Veyomeru tamid, Yigdal Elohim, אוהבי ישועתך, ואני עני ואביון, אלוהים חושה לי, עזרי ומפלתי אתה, אדוני אל תאחר.
So here, going through verse by verse, right here, today's daily psalm, getting to the Midrash, and hopefully we can zoom in on the Ikeb, as this Torah portion, 46 sabbatical study. So here's the Kerei. Like the reading and chanting, just reciting verse by verse to English and the Hebrew and English verse by verse on something known as heavy dub selection. Yes, sir.
Mizmor Ayin. Psalm 70. Psalm LXX. Mizmor Ayin. A cry, a shout for help. Lam Natsiyach Li Dawi Li Hazkir for the leader. La Menatzeyah, for the chief musician, for the overcomer. Le David of David. Le Hazakir, to make memorial, to bring to remembrance, to make memorial. Elohim, Le Hatzelein Zahwa, Le Ezrati Husha. O Elohim, deliver me, I live I. Elohim, Le Hatzelein Lehatzeleini, deliver I, O Elohim, Elohim, Lehatzeleini, Yahuwah, Le'ezrati Husha, O Jehovah, to help me, to help I, Yahuwah, Le'ezrati Husha, make haste, Husha, Yeboshu, Ve'yechberu, Mebakshe Nafshi, Yisgu Achor, Ve'yikalmu, Make them be ashamed and abashed that seek after my soul. Yevoshu wi yachibru mibakshe nafshi. Make them be ashamed. Yevoshu and abashed wi yachibru that seek after mibakshe nafshi. That seek after my soul, my psyche, mibakshe nafshi. Yisgu ahora we yikalmu chifetei ra'ati. Make them be turned backward. Yisgu ahora and brought to
confusion, with Yikalmu, that delight, those who delight in my heart, Chifetzei Ra'ati, Yashubu Al Haikev Ba'shitam Ha'omrim He'ach He'ach, make them be turned back by reason of their shame. Yashuvu Al Haikev Ba'shitam, that say Ha'omrim, the sayers Ha'omrim He'ach He'ach, aha aha, Ha'omrim He'ach He'ach. Yasisu with Yisamhu Bika Kola Mibat Sheka with Yomrua Tami Yigdal Elohim Ohebeya Yichuateka, make all those that seek thee the eye, and all they who seek the eye rejoice and be glad in the eye. Yasisu with Yisamhu Bika Kola Mibat Sheka, and let make such as love thy salvation say continue with Yomru Tami, and to say always with Yomru Tami, Yigdal Elohim, make Elohim be magnified. Oh Habe Yeshua Teka, the lovers of the eye Yeshua. Oh Habe Yeshua Teka. Wa'ani Oni with Evion Elohim Ochushali Azaria Ua Mifalati Ata Yahua Alate Ahar. But I am poor and needy. Wa'ani Oni. Wa'ani and I, wa and ani, I, on, for, with Evion and needy. Elohim Chushali, O Elohim, make haste for me. Chushali, Elohim, Chushali, O Elohim, Chushali, make haste to Azari, Ua Mifalti Ata. Thou, the I, Ata, art my help, I help, Ezri, and my deliverer. Ua mifalti, Ata, Ua alati achar, O Jehovah, tarry not, Yahweh, alati achar, O Jehovah, tarry not. Mizmor, mizmor, oi. La minatiyah, le dawi, le hazkir, Elohim lehatzleini, Yahua leherati chusha, Yeboshua we yachifrua, mebakshenashi, Yisbua achora, we yikalmua, chifetei raati, Yashuvu al ekev, bachitam, Haomrim, heach heach, Yasisua we yismchu beka kola mebakasheka, we yomru atamir yigdal Elohim. Ohebeya Yeshua teka, wani onia we evion Elohim chushali azaria u mefalkia ata Yahua alate achar.
Psalm 70. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame, that say, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying, 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 tarrying Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
All right, so let's look at this or hear this and get to know this psalm. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ay, Mizmor Ay, Mizmor Ay, Mizmor Ay. All right, so let's look at this or hear this and get to know this psalm. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ay, Mizmor Ay, Mizmor Ay. Psalm 70, Psalm LXX from the Midrash, from the ancient study of today's daily psalm. For the leader, a psalm of Dawid, to bring to remembrance. Make haste, O Elohim, to deliver, to deliver I. Make haste to help I. O Yahweh, O Jehovah. First and second verse, Hebraically. Lamenatziach le David, le hazkir, Elohim le hatzelein, Yahweh, le ezrati chusha. The word remembrance, le hazkir, the word remembrance, memorial, remembrance, is to be read in the light of the verse that we have in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 9. And I will sow them among the peoples, and they shall remember me. They shall remember I in far countries, and they shall live with their children and return. From Zechariah chapter 10, verse 9. And in reward for their remembering me, remembering I shall have them dwell with me, with I. So too, Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 51 and 50, Go ye, go y'all, stand not still. Remember Yahweh, Jehovah, from afar. Remember the Lord from afar. Why did HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, say, Remember me? Why does the Holy One, blessed be He, say, remember me time and time again? Because whenever you, the I, remember I, my heart yearns for you. As is said even in Jeremiah 31 and 19, Ephraim, a darling son to me, a darling son to I. For whenever my word is with him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore, my heart yearneth for him. This from Jeremiah 31 and 19. Also, in the verse in 1 Chronicles 16 and 4, which reads, And he appointed certain of Halloween, the Levites, the Lewawiah, to minister before the ark of Yahweh, of Jehovah, to bring to remembrance, Lehazakir, to bring to remembrance and to thank. Why were Halloween, the Levites, told to Lehazakir, to bring to remembrance? Because it is said, Remember his marvelous works that he hath done. Remember his marvelous works in the 12th verse of 1 Chronicles 16 and 12. That is to say, remember his marvelous works that he does for you, for the I and I always. Did he not do them for the eye, for you? Didn't he do it for you? And did he not redeem Yisrael only that they might bring his marvelous works to remembrance, Lehazkir? Hence here, David said, Since this is so, I shall bring Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Lehazkir, to remembrance. And he will deliver, I deliver, as is said, La menat eyach, le David, le hazkir, Elohim, le hatzeleini, Yahweh, le ezrati, chusha. For the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer of David, a psalm of David, to bring to remembrance, la menat eyach, le David, le hazkir. Make haste, O Elohim, to deliver I, O Elohim, to deliver I. Make haste to help I. O Jehovah, Elohim, le hatzeleini,
Elohim le hatzlein Yahuwah le azrati chusha. To whom may David, be likened? To the shepherd, Haroeh. In the story of the king, Hamelech, who had a flock of sheep, when Hamelech, the king, the Melech, the Negus, became vexed with them, he turned out the flock, tore down the shed, and let the shepherd go. After a time, Hamelech, the king, the Negus, even Negus Neges, gathered the sheep and rebuilt the shed, but he did not bring Haroeh, the shepherd, lehazikir, to remembrance. The shepherd, Haroeh, said, "Behold, the sheep are gathered, the shed is built, and I am not brought lehazikir." Just so, in the previous psalm to today's daily psalm, Psalm 69, David said, "Elohim will save Zion and build the cities of Yehuda and build the cities of Judah." In Psalm 69, Hebraically, verse 36. This is as if to say, "Behold, the shed is built, and also they shall abide there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein." Have this in Psalm 69, verses 36 to 37. This is as if to say, "Behold, the sheep are gathered." And in this mizmor, David, Haroeh, the shepherd, asked, "And shall I not be brought lehazikir, to remembrance?" Hence here, in this mizmor, this psalm, le-David, lehazikir, of David to bring to remembrance. Woe yo, woe to the ratchet, woe to the ratchet, the rasha. And the Risha'im, woe to the ratchet, the wicked, who in the Olam Haba, the world to come, will die. They will die out of envy of what they see, seen, and out of anger. For, as it is said in Eob, in Job 5 and 2, "For anger killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one." Woe yo! To the wicked, to the ratchet, who in the Olam Haba will die out of envy of what they see, seen, and out of anger. As Eob, Job 5 and 2 says, "For anger killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. They will waste away on account," all I care, on account of their envy and anger. As it is said even in today's daily psalm, "Yevoshu v'yachepru mibakshe nafshi yisgu achora v'yikalmu chefetzei ra'ati yashubu al aikeb bashtam ha'omri me'ach." Make them be ashamed. Make them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul, my psyche, that seek after her. Yevoshu v'yachepru mibakshe nafshi. Make them be turned backward. Yisgu achor, and put to confusion. V'yikalmu, that delight in my heart. That delight in my hurt, chafetzei ra'ati. But I am poor and needy, O Elohim. Make haste to I. Wa ani oni we'ebyon, Elohim chushali. But I, wa ani, am poor oni we'ebyon and needy, Elohim. Make haste to me, to I. Chushali, chushali, hurry to me, hurry to I. Chushali. In a previous psalm, even the Mizmor Meim, the 40th psalm, Psalm 40, verse 18, David said, "But I am poor and needy. May Adonai, May Adonai think of me, think of I. Wa'ani oni wa'evion Adonai Yahshab li. Think of me, Adonai, Yahshab li. Adonai, think of I. What David was saying, however, in the two verses to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, was Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe. Think of I in my poverty and in my need. And thou, the I, wilt then make haste to deliver me, for thou, the I, art my help and deliverer, for the I, Ezri, u'mefalti ata, for the I art my help and my deliverer. What is meant by the words, Yahuwah, tarry not, Yahuwah, al-ti'achar, tarry not, Yahuwah, al-ti'achar. What is meant by those words? We have it in today's daily psalm, Psalm 70, verse 6, and in Psalm 40, verse 18, Hebraically. These words, they mean that it is for thee, for the I, Ata, and none other, for the I, male, to deliver I, whether today or tomorrow. Hence, it reads, thou art my help and my deliverer, Yahweh, Jehovah, tarry not. Azari u'mefalti ata Yahuwah alati achar. Isaiah said, the prophet said in Isaiah 50 and 10, who is among you that feareth, that reverenceth Adonai, Adonai, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Make him trust in the name of Yahuwah, the name of Jehovah, and stay upon Elohayo, upon his Elohim, his true good, his true God. This is as if Ha'el, the true good, the true God, as if Elohim said, who among you was in trouble and called upon me and called upon I, that I did not answer? Who was in darkness that I did not give light to? Who? So Nebuchadnezzar, he said in Daniel 3 and 18, blessed be the Elohim, the true good, the true God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent Melako, his angel, and delivered his servants that trusted in him. And Darius said, also in Daniel chapter 6, verse 24, Darius said, Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he trusteth in Elohayo, in his Elohim, his true good, his true God. And scripture says in Isaiah 26 and 4, trust ye all in Yahuwah and Jehovah forever, for Yahuwah Jehovah is Elohim, the true good, the true God, an everlasting rock. Hence David said, surely, this is the divine, the divine promise. Ak. Surely, this is the divine, divine promise. I, too, will trust in thee, in the I. Ata.
Share forward in the audio right there. Just was sticking to the basic, the basic notes. The he'ach
is, in one sense of interpretation, though most other translators don't bring it out, but I just share this with the Haberim right here. It's almost like saying the brother. When we look at the Hebrew Aleph Chet, two Hebrew letters, Aleph and Chet. In one form, it's like, ah, alas, or woe, woe, ach, ach. We know that achi, achi, my brother, ach, sheli, brother, brother for me, as we have the term for sister, achot, achot, right? So ach, in one sense, can also be interpreted as brother. When we look at the Hebrew letters, they're the same Hebrew letters, so the context is important, but even with the context being important, there's an underlying something there. They say like, ach, you know, almost like pretending to be like brotherly in a sense, but really wishing woe. Another term from the H254 of the Aleph, the Chet, ach, is a fire pot, fire pot, fire pot. I didn't find that interesting. A fire pot or a brazier. So it's like saying, whoa, fire, fire, like fire from the ach, from the brother, or a hearth as well. So we have also another word, the Aleph Chet, sometimes pronounced as oach, oach, which is a howling animal, a howling, they howl, a jackal, a hyena, but literally a howler. So it's kind of interesting right there that, as well as when it says, Jah be magnified. I really should have put that in that audio there, but I share that right here, that in the Hebrew, Yigdal Yahuwah, within Psalm 70, in the psalm that it was derived from, Psalm XL, Psalm 40, we have Yigdal, we have Yigdal Elohim, actually in Psalm 19, Yigdal Yahuwah, Yigdal, Yigdal, Gadol, Gadol, Gadal, mean to big up. So as we would say, big up Elohim, big up the true good, the true God. All those that seek I and I good, big up Jah, even Jehovah. Just to share that right there as well, just some build on some interesting similarity, even in the Rhema word, even in the Rhema, the new and the living way of the King of Kings Christ. So here, a Midrash, a little Midrash for some of the ancient teachings of the ancient sages, reasoning on these psalms, sharing some of their highlights right here. It's a short clip. Stay tuned also. Some of the first words for this Torah portion, the 48th, Shofetim, Judges. Yes, I, with the judgment theme right here.
Yes. You might just hold the Psalm 70, the ICAB. Looking at the time right here, hold that ICAB until the full, the ICAB connection in today's daily psalm, like to bring it forward. But the connection to today's daily psalm, Psalm 70, with the earlier psalm, as we have an adaptation here for congregational worship from Psalm 40, verses 14 to 18, a little targum, a little reason and build.
Mizmor Ayin. Psalm 70, Psalm LXX, today's daily psalm. La menatzeach le David le hazkir, for the leader, for the chief musician of David to make memorial, to make remembrance. Now, here in the Hebrew, the Sefer Tehillim, to compare and contrast side by side today's daily psalm, here in the KJV, Psalm 70 to the chief musician, a psalm. The words a psalm is in italics and does not appear in the Hebrew manuscript. So the sense is lit David, of David, to bring to remembrance. Le hazakir, la menatziach lit David, le hazakir, to the chief musician, the musical leader, to the leader, la menatziach, to the overcomer, lit David, of David, le hazakir. The Hazkir, to bring to remembrance, to make memorial. Today's daily psalm is themed a cry for help, a shout for help, a shout for assistance, a shout for aid, a shout for help. This psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin, Psalm 70, Psalm LXX, Mizmor Ayin. This Mizmor, this chant, intonation, is a reproduction of Psalm XL, Hebraically verses 14 to 18. In the KJV, it's Psalm 40, verses 13 to verse 17, with an occasional change of the divine name of the Hashem to Elohim, and a few textual alterations. The verses were apparently detached to form a separate mizmor here in today's daily psalm, mizmor ayin, the 70th psalm, psalm LXX, for use in the Heikal, the temple Kadish Kedase, the temple liturgy. Although an individual speaks, an indivisible dual, an individual speaks in his distress, his words were and are applied to the needs of the community, the common unity, the commonwealth, to the needs of the nation, today's daily psalm. Now, it's interesting to note the verses in Psalm 40, verses 14 to 18 in the Hebrew and the KJV, King James Version, would be Psalm 40, verses 13 to 17, to compare and contrast. Here, just bringing up Psalm 40, looking at the King James Version, the KJV, here we have Psalm 40, verses 13 to verse 17. It reads, "Be pleased, O Yahweh, Jehovah, to deliver, to I live I, Yahweh, Jehovah, he who be, we be, make haste to help me, to help I. Make them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul, to destroy it, to destroy her, to destroy her. Make them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me, that wish I evil, that wish I hurt. Make them be desolate for a reward of their shame, that say to me, that say to I, he'ach, he'ach, aha, aha. Make all those that seek thee, I, male, he who be, we be, rejoice and be glad in thee, I, male. Make such as love thy salvation, Yeshua teka, the I, Yeshua. Say continually, itinually, Yahweh, Jehovah, be magnified. But I, poor and needy yet, Adonai, thinketh upon I, thou, I help, and I deliver, make no tarrying. Elohai, Hailiai, oh my, Elohim, my true good, my true God." So when we compare that with today's daily psalm, Psalm 70, having five verses, we have five verses here in the King James Version and six in the Sefer Tehillim in the Hebrew, seeing that the superscription, the title, Hebraically, in the ancients, was rendered as a verse very, very important to the chief musician. A psalm italicized, not there, so reading it without that as the Hebrew, to the chief musician of Dawid, of David, to bring to remembrance. Oh, Elohim, to deliver I, make haste, to help I, Yahweh, O Jehovah. Observing this first verse according to the English, the King James Version, you'll see that the two words, opening words, make haste, is italicized. It's not there in the Hebrew. The Hebrew reads, Elohim, li hatzelein, Yahuwah, li ezrati chusha. Elohim, true good, true God, O God, li hatzelein, to deliver, to I liver, deliver I, li hatzelein, li hatzil. Natal, to snatch I, to deliver I. Le hatzeleini, hatzil ani, to hatzil, snatch ani, deliver I. Elohim le hatzeleini, Yahuwah, le ezrati husha. He who be, who he be, Yahuwah, le ezrati. To help I, le ezrati husha, make haste, hurry, husha, hurry, make haste, hurry to assist, to help, to aid and assist I, O Yahweh, O Jehovah. So here we have the first verse here, this first verse. Now, a key point to be taken up even in the Midrash concerns le hazikir, to make memorial, to bring to remembrance. So now in the XL psalm, in the 40th psalm, verses 13 to 17 in the English, the King James Version, and in the Hebrew, verses 14 to 18, the text has, be pleased, O Yahuwah, to deliver me. Here, both verbs are governed by husha, hurry, make haste. Husha, and in its revised form, the tefillah is the prayer, the tefillah, it sounds a note of greater urgency. So we have two psalms, the 40th psalm, the XL psalm, and psalm LXX. As you zoom in right here in the Hebrew, Ritzeh, Yahuwah, Lehatzleini, Yahuwah, Le'ezrati, Husha, Le'ezrati, Husha. The word be pleased, Ritzeh, 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 Yahuwah, Ritzeh, Yahuwah, Lehatzleini. Be pleased. Here in the 70th psalm, you have Elohim, Le Hatzeleini, Yahuwah, Le Ezrati Husha. Moving forward here to the second verse in the King James Version, corresponding with the Gamel, the third verse in the Hebrew, Yevoshu, We Yachipru, Nibakshe Nafshi, Yisugu Achor. Here we have, let's bring this up right here, as we compare, just going through a study of the two psalms. It's interesting, these two particular psalms here. The KJV says, let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul, my psyche. Yevoshu, we yachipru, mebatshe nafshi. Yevoshu, 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 we yachipru. Make them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Yisgu achor we yikalmu chefetzei ra'ati, my hurt or wrong to I, that desire wrong from the root ra'a, evil, ra'a, ra'ati, my evil, my hurt. Yisugu achor, we yikalmu achifetzei ra'ati. In the XL psalm, the psalm that this here was taken from to form a separate psalm here, today's daily psalm, the 70th psalm, in Psalm 40, the XL psalm, together is added after abashed, and to sweep away is added after my soul. So here as we compare and we contrast this right here, Yeboshu, we yachipru, yachad, yachad, together, yachad, make them be ashamed and abashed together. Yeboshu, we yachipru, yachad, mebakshe nashi, lisa potaha, lisfotaha, lisfotaha, to sweep away that seek after my soul, mebakshe nashi, Lisa potah, lispotah, to sweep her away. Bringing us right here to the Hebraic, the fourth verse corresponding to the third verse in the KJV that reads, let them or make them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, aha, that say, aha, aha. Yashubu al aikev ba shittam. Ha'omrim, he'ach, he'ach, make them be turned back. Yashuvu, al aikev, by reason of, upon the aikev. Remember, aikev, Torah portion, the aikev, because, consequence. Here, aikev is brought out by reason. Here, in the KJV translation, it's for a reward. All upon Aikev, upon the heels of, the consequences of, Yashubu, all Aikev, ba shittam, their shame, ba shittam, their shame, haomrim, he'ach, that say, aha, aha, make them be turned back. In the XL, the 40th psalm, the reading is, one of the readings Hebraically is, make them be appalled. The two Hebrew verbs are the same except for one letter. Perhaps the milder word was thought more suitable in a service of devotion. So this psalm here, essentially the same as we have in the verses from verse 13 to 17 in King James Version, verse 14 to 18 in the Hebrew. Here we have in the Mizmor Ayin, in the 70th psalm, Psalm LXX, we have this as service, as hekal service. So there's a change of word, a change of word. Here we have Yashubu, Yashubu. Here in the 40th Psalm, we have Yashomu Al Aikev, Al Aikev, Bashetam, Haomrim Li, that say to me, Haomrim Li, Heach, Heach, that say to I. So the appall, the Hebraic sense of Yashomru, like Yashomu, desolate, appalled, Yashomu, Al Aikev, Bashetam, Yashomu, Alekev, Bashetam, make them be desolate. This, as a verb, is translated in Lamentations 1:16. In today's daily psalm, Psalm 70, there is a different reading. The difference of reading is, let them be turned back. Yashubu. The 40th psalm, Yashomu. Yashomu al aikeb. Bashitam. Haomrim li. Heach, heach. Haomrim li. That say to me. The shame is their discomfiture at the annulment of their plans. Their plans will be annulled. Their plans to destroy him will be annulled. Now, the phrase of he'ach, he'ach, you find this in the 35th Psalm, verses 21 and 25. The 35th Psalm, Mizmor Lamed He, verses 21 and 25 here, Hebraically, says, yea, they open their mouth wide against me, against I. Yea, they open their mouth wide against I. Vayara chibu alai pihem. They say, Amru heach heach raita aineinu aineinu. They say, aha aha, our eye has seen it. Raita aineinu, raita aineinu. And we also have here, we have here verse 25, again verse 25, let them, make them not say in their hearts, don't make them say in their hearts, al yomru b'libam he'ach nafashenu, make them not say in their hearts, aha, we have our desire. Interesting here, the Hebrew nafashenu, nafashenu is our soul, our psyche. Don't let them say in their heart, al yomru b'libam. Belibam heach nafshenu. We have our desire. We have our soul, our psychic wish, in a sense. Make them not say, we have swallowed him up. Al yomru bi'la'enuhu. 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 That we have swallowed him up. So, and looking at the heach, Hebraically the heach, what is the heach? You know, like, aha, 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 aha. It's very interesting. We could get into a little more detail, but we have the ach, he'ach, 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 he'ach. So we have another change to me in Psalm 40. This is what they say to me. This is what they say to I. Ha'omrim li he'ach, he'ach. Ha'omrim, the sayers to me. Literally, the sayers to me, Haomrim li, to me, he'ach, he'ach. Here in today's daily song, we have Haomrim, he'ach, he'ach. Li, to me, is omitted after the sayers that say. That may also point to the change in today's daily song, Mizmor Ayin, the 70th psalm, from the personal, the more personal sense in Psalm 40, to the national, the communal, the community. Here, here, here. At the fourth verse, according to King James Version, here we'll be at the fifth verse, Hebraically, the verse that reads, let make all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in the eye, and make such as love thy salvation say continually, may Elohim be magnified. Yasisu wit yisamechu bika kol mibak sheka wit yomru atamid. Yigdal Elohim, Ohebei Yeshuateka. The only changes in this particular verse between the 40th psalm and today's daily psalm, the only changes here is of Elohim. We have Elohim for Yahweh, for Jehovah. So we have the meme, the mame, meme, Hebraically the meme or the mame, Hebrew letter meme, meh, the M letter, meme psalm, the meme psalm, and here the Ayin psalm. And here at this verse, the only change is the substitution of Elohim for Yahuwah, for Jehovah, bringing this forward right here. Make those that seek the eye reading Yasisu wi Yisa Mechu Beka Kola Mevak Esheka Yomru Tamid Yigdal Yahuwah Yigdal Yigdal magnified he who be who he be Yigdal Yahuwah. Oh Hebe Tishuateka Tishuateka. We have Tishuateka there, and here in today's daily psalm we have Yeshuateka, Yeshuateka. So the addition of and before let make such as love, and a slightly different Hebrew word for salvation. Here moving to the final verse, Hebraically, the wow, the va verse, the sixth verse. Wa'ani onni with evion Elohim chushali azriya ua mefalti ata Yahuwah alati achar. But I am poor and needy, O Elohim, make haste to me, for I chushali Ezriya u mifalti ata, the I ata are my help, Ezri, and my deliverer, mifalti, Yahuwah alati achar, O Jehovah, tarry not. O Elohim, make haste to I, Elohim, chushali. In the meme psalm, in the 40th psalm, the XL psalm, it says that the Lord will account it to me, will account it to I. Here's the verse here, the final verse of the 40th psalm, also the final verse of this psalm, today's daily psalm. Wa'ani onni ve'evyon Adonai yachishabli, yachishab, yachishabli, Adonai, Adawan, Adonai, 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 the Lord, Adonai, will account it to me, will account it to I. Adonai, Yachshabli, will return, account it, will, the idea, in the sense, Chashab, to think on, will think of I, will think of I, will consider I and I sufferings. The verb is connected with the root from which thoughts, also in the 40th Psalm, is derived. Adonai Yachshav li Ezrati u mefalti ata Elohai alati achar. Thou art my help, thou art Ezrati and my deliverer. Mefalti ata, the I male and none other. Elohai Hailiai, O my Elohim, alati achar. Tarry not in his extremity. Another form of his tefillah, make haste to help I. Daniel prayed similarly, Adonai, attend and do, defer not, in Daniel 9 and 19. If it is, it's a human touch to the supplication. Faith, it continues firm, but the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak. Spirit is strong, is willing. But the flesh is weak and it cries, shouts out for a swift response. Here in today's daily psalm, right, there's an altered into a form of prayer to meet a desperate situation. The gleam of confidence is changed from the 40th psalm to a call of need. And the tone of the whole mizmor, the whole chant, intonation, mizmor ayin, psalm LXX, psalm 70, is thereby made more into the style known as the plaintive style. Ezri, 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 my help. The Hebrew word is used here in its feminine form. Ezri, 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 ua mefalti, atad, I are Ezri, my help. Ua mefalti, and my deliverer, ata, Yahuwah, alati achar. O he who he be, tarry not. In the 40th psalm, it ends with Elohai, my Elohim, Hailiai, Elohai, Elohai alati achar, Elohai alati achar, O Elohim, my Elohim, I Elohim, Elohai alati achar, tarry, tarry not. Hear Yahweh, Yahweh, Alate Achar. Oh, he who he be, tarry not. So we can see the change from the more personal sense of the 40th, Mizmor Meim, Mizmor Mim, and today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ain, a cry, a shout out for help, 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 for help.
Elect up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwapik, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
Can you see the English language?
See the English language?
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things, the same things, the same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same.
Here, here, here. Basic Hebrew. Here, here, here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha. Wazahata. Yaka Lama Nasa. A-pa-sa-ka-ra-sha-ta. Again, again. Basic Hebrew, baby.
Slasya
Shra
Tafara
Tafara
A-ba-ga-da-ha
Wa-za-cha-ta-ya-ka-ya-ma-na-sa-i-pa-ta-ta Wa-ra-sha-ta.
Ha, 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 ha.
Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. Babi Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Babi Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. Babi Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. And the wicked them.
Yeah, Rastafari, live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the hearts of all man forever. Ja. 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 Ja.
Yes, 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 yes. So here, there's a seal up right here. I think this tune goes with it, hopefully. You know, the senses, the YouTube senses will clear it so ones and ones can hear it in the replay. Talib. Right, Talib Kweli and Siva Kalanji, Hostile Gospel, this tune called Deliver Me. Hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm, according to the royal order.
Come on. Yeah, this the one right here. Talib Kweli. Deliver me from temptation, the weak man faces. You put the spirit in me, I feel the sensation. Die on my feet before I live on my knees, Lord. Deliver me from point A to B like liver breed. Nothing is free, I gotta be a hero to save. They got you working like a slave, from the crypt to the grave. For minimum wage, barely keep a job or a home, a car or a phone. Forget about getting a loan, you're starting to moan. The bank account is getting withdrawn. It's pitiful how we become slaves, the things that we own. They enslaving the brains, with the whips and the chains. End up in the coffin, chasing the fortune, chasing the fame, slave to the rhythm, slave to the night, slave to the day. They hop aboard the underground railroad and run away. Pray for the day, niggas don't get taken away. For making a way to stop their baby stomach aching today. A sip of whiskey, straight, no chase. It's hard to take a man away from the sin when it's inside of him. Please,
deliver me, oh my father.
Yes, yes, deliver me from the evil that's all around me. Jamaica County, God.
Deliver me, oh my Father.
Yes, yes, yes. Deliver me from temptation, the weaker man facing. You put the spirit in me, I feel the strength.
Rescue my soul and let my days go right. Keep and preserve me all days of my life. With your strength, awake to another day of surprise.
Gunfight if you run with a knife. I'm drawing blood from the rock and keep flooding the block. Rob sharper than the razor that be cutting the box. For sure I gotta move niggas with rocks in they socks. The prostitute selling a right in front of the cop. Under the street lamp, walking through the rain until her feet damp. Single moms in line at the office because they need stamps. Your cousin out of jail, he spent his time finding God with a felony kind of charge. It's kind of hard to find a job. He gotta make a decision, the situation he's placed in. If he gotta get that gainful employment for his probation, otherwise it's just another part of the scenery. Just because you got out of the jail, that don't mean you're free.
Deliver me, oh my Father.
What? What? Deliver me from the evil that's all around me, Jamaica to Kings County, God.
Deliver me, oh my Father. Gotta survive this film, it just ain't right. And everywhere you go, they wanna give you a fight. Gotta survive this film, but that's for sure. And every minute, shit, I'm coming out the door.
Yes, I'm looking forward for the Shabbat. Shalom, Harim. Shalom. The Hitaro. Ah.